Don't I love?
Say yes.
Okay, well. I love having to kick people out of the hall to get to Sunday school class. Say, why do you like that? Because it just reminds me of what a good fellowship we have here. People just want to talk and see each other, and it's kind of like, you know, going where seeing your friends or whatever it is, and fellowshipping. And you know, a lot of the conversation, usually as I stand around in the hall, I hear the conversation, and the nature of the conversation is, you know, about the things of God. And man, this is just a blessing to me. And not that I want to have to get nasty and say, hey, get to class. But the fact that you want to fellowship and praise the Lord. You can get here early and do that. Like, you don't have to wait till 10 o'clock. Maybe if you want to like make a rendezvous time of like 9:45, spend some time. We make some coffee in there. Mr. Seatman brings in little donut holes, and those go quick though. But that's a blessing to me. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 this morning. I feel like they are making water bottle containers so thin. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I feel like I could poke through. Yeah. Anyways, okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 6. Nevertheless, God, that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Let's read that again. Nevertheless, God, that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd use your word this morning to comfort us, to encourage us, and Lord, to convict us. Lord, we need it. Lord, we need an adjustment. We need you to adjust us. Lord, help us to see things differently, have maybe a little more tender heart when we leave here this morning. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I do want to let you know, next week be looking at some prophecies concerning the birth of Christ. And then the week after, we'll have, on the Sunday morning, especially with the kids singing and everything, we'll have a kind of a Christmas gospel message that Sunday morning, and also that Monday. So just pray over the next couple weeks as we put all of these things together, that God would be honored and glorified with it all. Certainly it's easy to get caught up in the holiday and lose sight of what it's really all about. And we want to make, of course, Jesus Christ the focal point of our life, not just on December 25th, but on February 3rd also, and every week leading up to it. Christ is the most important thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 6. We know the nature of 2 Corinthians. It's a great book. It's an encouraging book. It's significantly deeper than 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians was, again, a very, not shallow book, but just dealt with a lot of issues that the Church of Corinth was having. But 2 Corinthians, it gets into deeper things. Why? Because they've grown in the Lord a bit. And as we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 6, God says this, nevertheless God that comforteth those that are cast down. I want you to look at that word cast down. Well, two words. Cast down. I want to define that first, take some points from here. But then our third point, probably usually in a message, the first point is the longest point. But in our message this morning, the third point will be our longest point. It'll be our response to it. So that's kind of where we're going this morning. So someone that is cast down. If I were to take something, and I was going to take this water bottle and throw it down, but I think it would explode. So if I were to cast something down another kind of similar thought in my mind, slightly different, but cast out. Now cast down is to push somebody low. And this is the nature of it. We're not talking about things. We're not talking about... we're talking about people. God comforts those that are cast down. So that means someone's low. Someone's been pushed down. Maybe by another person. Maybe by an event. Maybe by a circumstance. Whatever it is, something took somebody and pushed them lower than when they started to be cast down. If this is where I've always stood, I am not cast down. But if I was once up here, and now I'm down there, I've been cast down. You understand? It is a retract. It is a move back. It is moving away from maybe something, that, even by the very nature of the context, moving away from something that I should be in. And here, God says, I'll comfort those that are cast down. Our first point this morning, well, I guess the introduction, what does it mean to be cast down? It means to be discouraged or dejected, maybe an outcast. Maybe in school you felt like the outcast, didn't connect with anybody or whatever it is. But this is even more, this is being pushed backwards. Not just the feeling of loneliness, but actually feeling dejected, discouraged. Say, on a beautiful sunny day, you're talking about this. We'll get to a positive, I promise. But first we have to look at that. I want you to understand this. Point number one. Comfort is available. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down. Yes, you may feel like you are here, but understand that comfort is available. God does comfort those that have been cast down. Hope is available. Man, one of the worst feelings is feeling hopeless. Every year around this time, due to the influx of cold weather, little things that live outside want to live inside. Now, our house is 150 years old. It is old Hamlin School number one. All right? So, we have a very old house. Our basements are scary, and the walls are deep and penetrable by, I think, small raccoons could fit through. I'm just saying that's the things that we're dealing with. So every now and then, around this time of year, I need to remind little creatures who's the master of domain. So we've tried a lot of different things, but the best is the 99-cent wooden mousetrap. I mean, we called it the mouse hotel. It's the electric one that they walk in, touch the two pads, and boom. But then you get battery issues, and is the battery working, and all that. And we have found that the best one is those, I think you get a 4-pack for $2. You put a little cheap peanut butter is the best. That's what they love. Put a little cheap peanut butter on there. You stick it on the, you got to get it on the other side. So they got to try and really get to it. And there they go. And all of a sudden, something that at one moment had all of the hope in the world, a free meal, is now hopeless. Trapped with a metal bar across their midsection. How many of you feel bad for the mice? You're messed up. That's wrong. That's messed up. It's messed up. These rodents have infiltrated. My cat and dog are on. We've already had verbal warnings. We're about to get to the written warning. They're on their way out. They are not doing their job. But that poor little mouse is hopeless at that point. Even if his buddy comes, he can't lift up the. I have a hard time lifting it up. It's strong. And now it doesn't kill him. It just suffocates him. That's so they can't breathe. They're hopeless. Hey, you know what? Can I tell you? Sometimes when you've been cast down, that's how you feel. You feel like the mouse underneath the trap. There's nothing I can do. I can't go anywhere. I'm being choked out. So when... I'm just saying, if you've never felt that way, praise the Lord. But I just wanted to describe for you slightly how it would feel to be cast down. Grasping for breath. No hope in sight. And unfortunately, there's some people that feel like that. Say, how do you know? Because it says that God, nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down. They feel hopeless. But can I tell you, if you're cast down here this morning, there is hope. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 4, when I read it, it changed my life. It reminded me, to the living there is hope. So if you can go, there's hope. God can help. Help is available. Comfort is available. But what is required is patience. Patience. Look at Romans chapter 5. This morning, if you feel as if you've been cast down, maybe by an event, maybe by a person, maybe by a circumstance, maybe by your very own doing, I'm caught in the trap. Maybe you got caught in the trap. Maybe Satan set forth a trap and you bit. You went in. It looked good. It smelled good. And all of a sudden, here you are. Well, Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. There's the event. There's the person. There's the circumstance. The tribulation. Also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. What is required to get the comfort? What is required to get hope? Not necessarily the tribulation. That came. But what you need is a little patience. And patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because hope is available. Where? Where do I turn? Where do I go? How do I get hope? Where does that little mouse go? Well, he needs somebody stronger than him. Me. I'm not letting him out, though. I'm just saying. But God. God finds those that are cast down. And he certainly, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Merry Christmas. Yes? Is there a greater gift to mankind than the Holy Spirit of God mingled with the love of God? Is there anything greater? No. And it came through Jesus Christ. So, comfort is available. Hope is available. Although you may feel like the situation is hopeless, it is not. But it may require patience. And I would say that is one of the hardest things that we have to deal with. Waiting. Waiting on God. Waiting on things. Waiting on circumstances. But when you're trapped, the last thing you want to do is wait any longer. But I want you to understand. Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. I want you to understand that you're not the only person that's like this. Nevertheless, God that comforteth that one that is cast down. That doesn't what it says. What does it say? That comforted this that is cast down? No. The word is those. Indicating what? Any English people here? What? All? More than one? We use the word plural. There is more than one person that has been cast down. By the show of hands, if you've ever experienced or felt or currently, past or present, that you've been cast in a position of being cast down, I've been pushed back a step by an event, by a circumstance, by a person, by my own doing. Raise your hand. Those. that God comforteth those that are cast down. You're not alone. Point number one, comfort is available. Number two, come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down. You know, when we feel trapped like that, when we feel like we've been outcast, when we feel alone, when we feel neglected, the thing that you feel least of is wanted. What do I have to offer anything? Who am I to... God wants you. In Matthew chapter 19... we see Christ, and what does He do? He calls a certain group of people unto Him. Matthew chapter 19, verse 13. He calls the children. Little children, come on. Come along. Come close. He calls them unto Him. He welcomed the children. And Luke chapter 7, know who He ministers to? Here, look at Luke chapter 7. I'm just telling you that He wants you. Say, oh, I'm a mess. From what I study in scriptures, that's His forte. He deals well with messes. Now, does He leave us in our mess? No. When we come to Christ, He changes us. We're going to look at that. But if you feel like you have nothing to offer God, you're right. But He still wants you. What does a child have to offer? Simple childlike faith. That's it. And He wants it. Come, come unto Me. In Luke chapter 7, look at verse 37. And behold, a woman in the city, look at the next phrase, which was a sinner. How was she described? How was she known? She was known by her sin. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at His feet behind Him weeping. Began to wash His feet with her tears and did wipe them with the hair on her head. Jesus ministered to sinners. He welcomed children. I'm just telling you, He wanted you. He wants you. Mark chapter 2. Luke 7. Look at verse 50. And He said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Do you see though? He changed her. Something changed. Something was reversed. God changes people. And although you come to Him as a sinner, I would like to think that when we leave His presence, we leave as a saint. He in no way condones sin. But He certainly wants to help you through it. Out of it. He wants to comfort you. What causes the most amount of discomfort in our life? Sin. Certainly. And as we said this morning, maybe you've been cast down not because of any event, not because of any one person, but maybe by your own doing. Of your own sin. God says, well, come close. Come close. Let's get it right. God wants you. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. In verse 13. Mark chapter 2 and verse 13. And He went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto Him, and He taught them. And He passed, and as He passed by in verse 14, Mark chapter 2 and verse 14, and as He passed by, He saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus. This is who we would know as Matthew. Sitting at the seat of custom, said unto Him, He says two words, follow Me. And He arose and followed Him, telling Me that Matthew was ready. If all He has to say is two words of follow Me, Matthew was looking for a way out. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in the house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and His disciples. And there were many, and they followed Him. You see the difference? They came as one way, left as another. They came as sinners and publicans, and they left as followers of Christ. God can take tax collectors even. He wants you. How about the woman at the well? How about the woman with the issue of blood? Can I tell you? Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 6. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down. I want to tell you this morning that really you only have one place to turn. Now, there's a lot of programs and there's a lot of helps out there, and some of them do great things, and I'm not getting down on it. But I'm just saying, if you want real help, if you want real hope, Christ is the only way. Mr. Knob, you go to that, do you still go to Out of Darkness? And there's a lot of programs for ladies, good programs, and I'm not knocking it. But truly, the help comes from God Himself. And we would do best. Hey, I'm not saying that you're from here and you're totally laid out and just, I can't even get up and I'm just a mess and bleh. You might not be there. Do you see that, Calopy? All right, good. You might be just about here. Still standing, but just not where I should be. Can I tell you at this point, don't wait till you get down there. Get back to God. God is the one that comforts you. Come to the Lord. He really is the only place to turn. But it's going to require something. It's going to require a change of direction. If I'm going this way, and every time I go this way, I'm going further and further down, I need to stop going down the stairs. I need to turn. I need to change something. One of the craziest things is to think that I'm going to get a different result by doing the same thing over and over again. The measure of insanity. You need to change direction. We talked about it Wednesday night about the prodigal son. He didn't just talk about things. He actually went back to his father's house. How many young people have we seen that have been cast down by their own doing, maybe? Out with the Lord and sat at our tables or sat on the phone with us and said, all right, I'm going to be there. I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to do right. I'm going to do... And it was just a lot of words. Nothing ever changed. Hey, this morning, come to the Lord. Change direction. He's the only place you have to turn. Don't just talk about doing something, but actually make changes. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 6. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down. Our first point, comfort is available. Our second point, come to the Lord. And here's our third point. The third point is the second half of the verse. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down, He does it by people. Comforted us by the coming of Titus. So did Jesus Christ actually come down to the church? No. Titus was sent. God used a somebody. Brother Smith, you're going to like this. In 1865, a letter was written from William Sherman to Ulysses S. Grant, Northern general. And he says, I knew wherever I was that you thought of me. And if I got in a tight place, you would come, if alive. The general says to Grant, I knew if I got tripped up, if I got cast down, that you would have been there for me, he said. And he did. He ran into some trouble. He needed Grant to come help him. Hey, sometimes we run into some trouble. And we need Titus. We need Chloe. We need Eric. We need a Christian to be sent. We need a Grant. We need someone that's going to go. God says, I'm going to send comfort and I'm going to send it by a person. Now, there's certain things that God can only do. And he has a way of making peace in our hearts, and he has a way of revealing himself and talking to us. But he also uses people to help people. Say, how do you know that? Because I've been the recipient of that. I've been helped by people. First Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak and be patient toward all men. What is that? That's Titus coming and being a help. That's Christians being sent to Christians that have been cast down. Yes, by their own doing. Yes, by circumstances that are beyond their control. Maybe by the hurt of another person. Now, I'm not saying that we train up our young men to be wimps. Oh, how do you feel about the circumstance? And does that make you feel sad? And oh, I'm so sorry. And you should take a couple weeks off from work so you can cope through that. You know, I know that hamster meant a lot to you. And it's like, come on, get over it. There are certain things we don't need to stay for that long. But there are some things. There are some things that push us down that we need a Titus to come by and help us. Hey, you might be straight-minded right now, today, seeing things clearly. It's a beautiful day out. You're feeling good. Maybe your health is good. Hey, I haven't felt this good in a while. Things are good with the Lord. Had a great time in my Bible reading. Been a good witness. Got some good witnessing in this week. Things are going well at home. Hey, help those that are feeble-minded then. Be a Titus to somebody. But it's going to, and this is where the message maybe takes a little turn. It's going to require something of you, though. Hey, to be able to do these things, first point, Romans chapter 12. Say first point. You said third point. Okay, first point of the third point. And this is the meat of the message or the heart of the message. Romans chapter 12. And verse 16, it says this, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Hey, if I'm going to be a Titus and bring comfort to those that are cast down, you know what I'm going to have to be? Humble. You got to be humble about it. Maybe you're different than me, but hey, when I make a mistake, I don't want to be told I told you so. Yes, I want help. But don't rub my nose in it. We have a dog. Sometimes the dog does wrong things. And we show him, because he's dumb, we show him what it is that he did that was wrong. And we put his nose right in. You know, sometimes that's what we do with other Christians. Yeah. Look at this! Look at what you've done! No, we need some humility in dealing with people. We need to get low. Sit right where they're at. Sometimes it takes us to go down a little bit to get them. That's what that scripture says. Hey, we can bark out orders from up top on our perch, but I'm telling you it's best if we lower ourselves and just bring us, grab a hand. Could you be that Titus to the one that's been cast down? Point number one, it's going to take some humility. Sometimes people don't need to know everything. They just need to know that you care. There's certain circumstances that you can't change. And just trying to understand somebody and trying to be an encouragement and help somebody to continue on the path is all they need. Just a friend. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Can you lower yourself a little bit? Point number one is to be humble. Point number two, be prepared. You know, the Lord has a way of preparing us for other people's circumstances. So what does that mean? That means that God will teach you a lesson and comfort you, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that then you could comfort somebody else. How was Titus such an effective comforter? Probably because he's learned some things. He has been prepared himself. We've been watching this British baking show. Anybody watch that? Okay. It's fun to just listen to them talk and use their language. But they do a lot with breads. And in those breads, there's something that has to happen before they can work the bread. It's called proving it, which would make sense of why none of my bread works out. So they prove the bread before they work with the bread. And there's certain things in our life that needs to be proven before you can be worked with. Before you can work with somebody else. Be prepared. How so? The things, the lessons that God is teaching you might not even be for you. It might be for somebody else. That's where the humility comes back in. That the trial of your faith wasn't necessarily for you, but it was to help encourage somebody else. That the testings and the experiences that you had experienced and gone through wasn't even necessarily to help you because you made it through okay. It was to go back and get somebody else that didn't make it out all right. It was to be a Titus and bring forth comfort. That the truths that God revealed to you and proved to you, how He made Himself known now, maybe you take that information and go back and help somebody. The greatest service you could do for anybody is to point them to the Lord at all times. And if we can keep people on track of looking to the Lord, looking to the Lord, looking to the Lord, that'll be helpful. Number one, be humbled. Number two, be prepared. Number three, we're trying to be ready. Trying to be ready because we want God to send us to be a comfort to those that are cast down. We need to be humble. We need to be prepared. Number three, we need to be alert. We need to have our eyes open. Watching. Not that we anticipate anyone being cast down, but when it does happen, we're ready. We're watching for it. Hey, that circumstance just happened in their life. I'll give you the example in the school setting. That person just failed the test. Let's watch them for the next day. Let's put our eyes on that person to pay attention. Why? Because they're going to be discouraged. They just were here and they just took a step back. So now, with eyes on them, we're going to watch and see how they respond. They might need some extra encouragement. They might need a little bit. Say you reward kids that fail with a candy bar. It's not a reward. It's just to help them get over it. Imagine if your boss. Imagine if your boss. If you messed up at work, you blew it. Cost the company $2,000. If they came in the next day and said, "Hey, I know you did your best. Let's fix some things so that doesn't happen again. Here's a $50 gift card. I just want to let you know I appreciate you." What? That would be an encouragement. Not to encourage you to fail, but to encourage you to try harder and get up and move on. Why? Because you were cast down. Hey, if that would work for you at work, why wouldn't that work in the church? Be alert. Be watching. Be attentive. Listen. Miss Colby, so many times, I'm not picking on you, you're just close. I'm missing the boys. Thank you, Riley, for sitting here. What's up, boys? Anyways. Ears, attentive. We are so consumed with ourselves, coming back to point number one, how can we help those that are cast down by being humble? We're so consumed with ourselves of talking about what I think about it that we don't listen to others. A good way to be alert is to not only be watching, but listening. Listening to people. Oh, I have the answer. Here. Blah, blah, blah. You didn't even hear. Listening. Lord, help us to be Tituses. That's what we need. I'm not glorifying the casting down part. What I'm trying to draw attention to is to Titus. Christians being sent to Christians to help them. But it requires humility. It requires us to be prepared. Number three, it requires that we be alert. That we get our hands in it and help. Not busybodies, but helping. They would truly care. Paul talked to the church of 1 Corinthians, and he says, I can't even deal with you on certain issues because you're so carnal. So carnal. I can't even talk to you about spiritual matters. You're so messed up, so... I can't even... Lord, help us that we not be so carnal that we miss seeing, hearing, handling, and feeling the things that we ought to be. And here's our fourth point. Number one, we be humble. Number two, we be prepared. Number three, we be alert. Number four, we be filled. Filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Because the thing that someone that is cast down really needs is to draw closer to the Lord. And if we're walking in the flesh, that is not going to be our answer. Oh, you're hurt? You know what you need? You need to get revenge. They can't do that to you. No, that's not walking in the Spirit. So what do we need? Well, we need Tituses. We need people that are attentive and alert to the things that are happening around them, that have been prepared and that are humble and that are walking with the Lord in such a way that when someone does take a step back, we're right there to help them back up. Not arrogantly. Not because we think we're better. We're just trying to be a help. Let's all stand. Hey, when I asked, hey, if you've ever been cast down or feel like you're hurting or whatever that was, if you've ever felt discouraged or dejected, ever or current, a lot of hands went up. Hey, if you're feeling like that this morning, can I tell you that comfort is available and it's at the Lord? In a moment, the music's going to play. If you feel like you've been cast down, come to the Lord. Christians? Not that we change our name to Titus, but Titus was able to accomplish something that God desired. He was able to execute the will of God, being a comfort to those that had been cast down. But it required him to be humble. It required him to be prepared. It required that he be alert. And it required that he be filled with the Spirit. So many times we miss things just because we can't see them. I wonder how many things we miss because we can't hear them. That our heart isn't the same heart as God. Maybe it is that we're carnal. So we have an obligation. We, or you as Tituses, have a responsibility to be right. To be right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, I pray that you bless this invitation. If someone feels like they're hopeless, Lord, I pray that they would come and pray and talk to you and come to you and look to you for strength and comfort, Lord. God, we as a church body, may we be an encouragement and a help. May we humble ourselves. And Lord, if we're off on one of these things, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to see things right. Please, Lord. Lord, bless this time of invitation now in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message this morning?